Brighten up your home with help from Menards. Illuminate your home with LED light bulbs from Fight Electric. They provide light that lasts with a rated life of over 10,000 hours. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Fight Electric LED light bulbs now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
No puppy, no puppy, no!
You don't want no puppy. What's up, guys?
Shut the fuck.
I didn't think we would actually pull that off. For a second, Steven said he did not want to do that sound. And then he gave in. He caved in. For the final episode of 2025, he said, fuck it. Yes, puppy.
There's so... No, I did not say that. Under zero circumstances, Rebecca.
You talking about no puppy, bro?
You talking about
Let's play the sound at least for context, guys.
No poppy, no poppy, no.
You talking about no poppy?
You talking about no poppy?
I'm talking about no poppy. Yeah, that's what you said, bro. Like
poppy
seed
bagel?
It.
Is that what they're talking about?
Oh.
No poppy, just sesame. No poppy.
Yeah, I highly doubt that's what they're talking
about. That sounded racist, honestly.
Did it?
It sounded like the just sesame. Kind of. I think I gave it a little bit of a Asian accent, slightly. You know, just sesame. Like, I feel bad, you know.
You know, you just made it worse.
Did I?
Yeah, 100%.
I'd rather be realistic, objectively true to myself. I'd rather be transparently racist than...
That's gotta be bad. That's a bad thing.
Than subconsciously, unknowingly racist, you know what I mean?
So you'd rather just full on be like, yeah, I'm racist.
Yeah.
That's what... Oh, okay. Well, yeah, we're actually getting canceled this time.
I don't think that's fucked up. I'm saying if I were to be either or... You get what I'm saying? Like, I could have said it, noticed it, kept my mouth shut, but then someone notices it and goes like, yo, that guy's an asshole. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But instead, I'm standing on business here. Instead, I caught myself. Self-actualization. This is like Aristotle, like, fucking level of thinkage. You get what I'm saying?
Thinkage.
This is like Pythagorean theorem, but in terms of, like, psychology, which, boy, yes, it's from a sociological perspective, does... touch. It licks racism. You know, I saw TikTok today. Is this a southerner? Like, real, you know, he's got like a southern drawl. He talks like this, right?
Mm.
But he's an Asian guy, right? That's kind of his whole bit. It's like, you know, he goes up on stage and then he starts talking. People are like, whoa, all right, this guy is like from the deep south. Like, this guy speaks like he owns a tractor and he knows it, you know?
Yeah.
So, oh, fuck, what was the joke? He said, well, okay, there's this one that I'm thinking of, that the reason I'm bringing it up. He said, what's the thing, does anyone here know what you have to put in between logs? Like, when building, what do you have to put in between logs of wood? Fill in the gaps. Uh-huh. Between logs in a log home, you put chink.
Oh, no.
Or caulk.
Hey,
to seal against air, moisture, and pests. So he's like, all right. And people are already laughing. He's like, well, I had to go to Home Depot, buy myself some chink.
Oh, no.
So he walks up. He couldn't find it. And he's like, I got to ask one of these employees. So he comes up to an employee who's like digging through some shit. And he's like, hey, brother, you know where I can find some chink? The guy turns around. He's like, yeah, it's going to be an aisle. What the fuck? He's like, I probably shouldn't say where the chink is because that might sound racist. But, you know, that's the joke. That's why I love it. That's why, you know, things can be funny, man.
W racism, question mark?
W racism, I guess. Perhaps.
Is that what you're propagating?
Perhaps, yes. Listen, if you, like, you need to have viewers and listeners in order to be canceled. That's first of all. Second of all.
Oh, so yeah, we're good.
Right, we should be good. Second of all, what the fuck's the point of having a podcast if you're not going to vocalize your own fucking thoughts? Right?
I 100% thought you were about to say, what's the point of having a podcast if you're not going to be racist, bro?
Well, that correlates. You see what I'm saying? That correlates.
Does it, though?
I mean, sure, one can be racist by simply regurgitating someone else's racist thoughts. But if your thoughts are true to yourself, then you're just an individualistic racist human being.
Where have we gone with this podcast?
I don't know. This used to be called Unfunny Buffoonery. At this point, it should just be called, like, fucking...
Racist Buffoonery?
Racist Buffoonery. Jack is racist. I don't even Jack think we can racist. Make that a title anymore because yeah, that nope, might already have been used twice.
Has it? Twice? That's terrible. What are we doing?
I don't know, bro. Guys, on the topic of racism, happy holidays.
No.
It's officially, you know, by the time this comes out, Christmas has already arrived. Everyone's met Santa already, dapped him up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Jack, Jack, keep talking. I'm going to arrive.
What the fuck are you talking about, dude?
My bad. You hear that joke recently or no? Angel's been putting me on to that.
Yeah. You got to stop hanging out with that weirdo, dude.
Nah, shut up.
Just spoke to him an hour ago, bro. Yeah. Gotta stop hanging out with him, bro.
Nah, shout out him, bro.
Shout out Ange, guys. You have a Christmas tree?
Yeah.
Nice. Real?
You want me to go send you like a pretty picture of myself beside it? Or like what we
found? Not really. Keep that to yourself, thanks. I got a tree behind me. Decoration set up, it's official. Is your tree a real tree though?
No. Yours
no?
isn't
yeah,
either. Isn't
mine's
it?
Real, no, bro. Is... I buy a real tree every year. Don't disrespect me, bro.
Right.
Half the stuff, half the point of the real of the tree is for the fucking smell, my guy.
My mom hates real trees. Also, really? She has like a bad she gets like agitated by smells pretty easily.
Okay, my mom too, but I don't know. Christmas tree smell so far has been off the radar. It's been good in that regard.
I can fuck with them though. I can fuck with them.
I fucking love it, dude. I walk into my bedroom, the heater's on, it's cozy. My fucking bedroom, like, just not even, I don't even know how to describe it. Not reeks. What's the pleasant way to enunciate a noise of smell? What the fuck? Like a potent smell, but how do you say, like, my.
The aroma is...
Like, without explaining, like, the smell is strong in a good way, like... You know, you could say,
that
oh, that reeks.
Dank.
I
that
guess
dank as
my
fuck.
Bedroom's dank. I guess you could say that, yeah.
My Christmas tree dank as fuck.
My whole bedroom's dank, dude.
That's W.
Yeah.
I feel like that'd be good if you were going on a date. Like, if you just smelled violently like a Christmas tree, that'd be kind of a W.
I do. I have some Versace cologne that's it's pine and tea tree oil. Smells like a Christmas
which
tree.
Color is it?
It's light green, like a lime.
Nah, I don't have that one.
I'm just bullshitting completely.
Wow.
Do they have a pine tree cologne?
I don't know. That's why I was going to say. If you said it was the red one, I'd be like, yo, you're straight capping.
Yeah, but I just... I almost said something racist. I just usually...
What do you mean? Why? What was it? Text it to me.
No, I mean, I'm going to end up saying it, but it's a term that we used to say in high school that you don't even think about, but...
I really don't want
it
you to
is
say
a, it. It is a thing. I don't use cologne. I just take Mexican showers. Do you know what that is?
I really don't want to know right now.
A Mexican shower is just spraying yourself with Axe body spray, basically. That's
you
all
say
it
that
is.
About, I've heard that, but... different, like it's been said differently in about a bunch of different cultures.
Yeah, well, that's why. Like in high school, it's just like that's just a funny way to describe something. It's not like, oh, you know, Mexicans don't shower. Like that's not the origin of it. You know, it's just kind of like just place that for any culture and it'll be funny.
I have heard
it's
that
a Guatemalan Guatemalan shower. Everyone's like, what, dude? I know two Guatemalans. They don't even know what Axe is. What the fuck are you talking about?
We're actually just getting canceled. This
I don't think we are, guy, dude. I don't think we are. I think you're giving me resistance. You're not allowing me to express myself creatively and comedically.
Fuck your creative, dog.
I'm just saying, dude. Don't you want me to be creatively sound-minded?
Fuck no.
I don't want to be thinking about these external factors about a potential cancellation, man. People can go fuck themselves, dude.
Yes, but what the fuck have you been... You low-key have been smoking rock the last 2 weeks.
Why is that?
Some plethora of reasons.
I'd like you to vocalize them, please.
The racism, for one.
How have I been racist, other than saying, you know, a couple
said
Mexicans
like four
smell
different
bad or something?
Four different cancelable things you said, minimum.
I beg to differ, honestly.
I beg you to run the fucking VOD back, bro.
Alright. We'll do that tomorrow. We'll do that in 2020.
We'll do that after you post it.
Yeah. Have you seen this Jake Paul, Anthony Joshua fight, bro?
Nah, just
no, I'm employed.
Him, like, catching the... Did you say I'm poor?
No, I'm employed.
Oh, I mean, yes, but, like, I know a lot of employed people watch this shit.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't have watched it if we weren't at our boy's homecoming, so...
homecoming?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the mandem who bought a house?
Yes, sir.
Yo, shout out... I was actually gonna say that when you showed me the other thing.
Yeah.
But shout out him, bro.
Yes, sir.
That's W shit.
Yes, sir.
So when are we going to buy a house together?
Together? Like a phase house, but for like...
That would be such a W, bro. Think about like it.
The unfunny buffoon, the unfunny buffoonery house.
The unfunny house.
The unfunny house.
Down? Holy shit. Down?
Come on. Well, you might be. I don't think I'm... I mean, I don't know. It's been a while, but I think my IQ test indicates that I'm least average. You might have downs, but...
Jesus.
What? You're asking me if I'm down. I'm saying I'm not.
No, keep going. Keep.
I don't We're think actually, I'm down syndrome.
Jack is speed running getting canceled currently. Like, this guy actually doesn't give a fuck about my future, his future.
Listen, at least I'm not Jake Paul. At least I'm doing this with sound mind. Jake Paul? He's getting bags of money, but... He got clocked, bro. I don't know if you saw this fight or clips of it afterwards.
I saw, like, 1 second of it and, like, all a fuckload of memes of him just catching, like, a right hook or some shit.
Yeah. I mean, dude, it lasted, I don't know how many rounds, but way more than it should have. The first, like, five rounds. For some reason, I'm remembering it being, like, the knockout blow was on, like, the sixth round. So I feel like...
That's a decent amount of rounds.
Huh?
That's a decent amount of rounds.
Yeah. Out of, like, a possible eight? I don't know.
Usually when I have sex, it only lasts, like, one round.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's standard for men nowadays, you know?
Yeah, and it's usually, like, about a 30-second round, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, is that good, or, like, how are you feeling about
it? It's up there. It's up there. Those are good numbers, yeah.
Those
are
good numbers?
Good numbers. Average numbers. You're definitely not down in that regard.
Okay. How about you? What are your stats like?
I mean, listen, man, you know. This isn't a podcast to boast, you know what I mean? So I'm gonna keep myself humble, I'm gonna say.
You
I'm a match.
You can keep humble while telling the truth. Like, yeah, I feel like when people are asked things, you can still keep it humble while telling the truth.
No. Impossible with me. That's why.
Your numbers are just that high.
The only way I can be humble here is if I just straight up lie. So I'm gonna say it's close to you, yeah, for sure, dude. Anyway.
So being humble means you're at my level, W.
Yeah, exactly.
W.
Nah, and I don't even try to flex that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just it is what it is. Taisha.
This guy's snucking a little Taisha.
Taisha.
Sorry, yeah, this is stupid, bro. Continue.
Regardless, the first five rounds of this fight, assuming the knockout blow was on fucking sixth round, was so boring. I was clocking out. Yeah, I mean, Jake Paul basically was trying to wrestle. Like, we're straight up boxing, and he's, like, going for the guy's knees and, like, literally, like, jumping to his legs, hugging his legs. The guy doesn't hit him because he's like, what the fuck is going on? Why are you grabbing my legs? Then the ref has to get involved, be like, no more of that. And then he proceeds to do it another 28 times. So, it was a little embarrassing, pathetic. By the last two rounds of that match, he had no energy, so it was like, dude, it's a matter of time until he gets knocked out. And if he didn't really take that punch, because he got, like, it was a TKO, I think. So he was down, but he wasn't out cold, you know. I think he just broke his jaw or something like that. Okay. Just broke his jaw. Like, yeah, he got
hurt. I was going to say, that's kind of
cool. But still, like, I was like, you know what I mean? Like, listen, I don't watch fighting, right? Boxing, UFC, I don't watch that unless, like, a group of my friends are like, let's do it, you know, and I'm like, fuck it. Now, four beers in, maybe I'll be like, yeah, you know. But, yeah, like, I don't know. To me, it's just... So, like, I'm almost rooting for... Like, I'm rooting for a knockout, dude. You know, I want action. I want entertainment. I want to be like, oh, in the second round.
Holy shit.
And be like, that was crazy. And then tomorrow, Twitter's blowing up about it. And I feel relevant. I feel like I'm in with the times, you know. And that's it. That's all I care about. Anyway, yeah, if he, like, survived another 30 seconds, he probably would have gotten hit so hard he would have been out cold. So, really, he kind of saved himself by going down earlier like that. Regardless, the fight was the fight. It is what it was, and we progressed with the rest of our nights afterward.
Tight.
Yeah, what's the weather been like for you out there, bro?
There was, in the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
Definitely brick as fuck. Maybe
would
not
you,
as
would you say as a New Yorker
mad brick bro, but like nah, there's a couple of times where it snowed like,
oh god, I just code switched, dude.
Sorry.
It's fine.
What would you say?
I just code switched.
You code switched? Yeah, you should switch coats. Make sure you're nice and warm.
No, I'm saying code switched, bro.
Yeah, it's good to wear a winter coat.
Okay.
Yep.
I think I'm on, like, number 8 thing of getting me canceled today.
Sorry?
I'm on like the eighth thing that got that can get me canceled.
Wait, what'd you say before the code switch? Like, what was the code switch? I didn't actually hear that.
No, I'm saying code switch.
Yeah, no, I know what code switching is. Yeah.
I said like it's brick as fuck, son. Like I said that, you know.
That's what I'm saying. Then.
I don't know. It sounds like I'm impersonating a little bit, you know.
All right, we're gonna skip all.
One's got to be careful anyway. Nowadays, even though it's New York. Like, you know, I just know people listen. Here's what I'm seeing. It's like people are greasing Tarantino because he does this, right? People don't know Tarantino, the director, movie director.
He
talks kind of a little bit like this, right? But suddenly, when he's in a room full of like black people, he'll be like,
oh, no.
"And that's what I mean, man." Like he'll say shit like that. And everyone's greasing him, going like, "Dude, what is he? What is he doing, dude?"
Like you're trying, you're doing something weird.
And it's like, but you gotta be careful with that shit nowadays, too. You know,
I never heard him speak ever.
To be honest, I mean, you know,
I don't even know if I know what he looks like. To be honest,
I can send you a fucking photo.
Winton,
you're gonna be like, oh, you might actually recognize this guy because of how like unique he looks. He does not look like many other human beings. Sending an image now on Discord.
Yeah, I have seen. That's him?
Yeah, that's Quentin Tarantino, baby.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Shout out that Oscar is old.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, as far as final updates, I have an update. Okay. Now, I don't know exactly.
This guy still hasn't heard about anything about the weather that he asked about. Fuck this guy.
Oh, shit. Yeah, let me hear it.
I was just going to say it snowed and I had to run the salt truck at work. You know, I drive a salt truck.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
So you're like a real man.
Sure.
Like, I was thinking you're a fake man, but you drive, like, salt trucks, dude. It has salt on it.
I was a fake man before? No, it has salt in it, dumbass. I dropped the salt.
It has salt in it and on it?
I hate you.
I'm confused.
It's a salty truck.
Prior to that, they were, like, all, like, unseasoned or something?
Unseasoned, calm.
Wait, hold on. What kind of salt are we talking about? Are we talking about, like, pickled?
Like sea salt.
Sea salt. Okay, like, sea non-Himalayan salt. Type shit.
Type shit.
I might be getting a cold. I hope not. I was out yesterday.
Oh.
And it was a little brick. And now, today, I'm kind of sitting here kind of going, like, My throat's a little, like, tight. You know, I can't tell if that's because, like, I ate something. But it feels like... It's not fucked. I'm not sick yet. I'm just a little nervous that tomorrow I might wake up with a sore throat. But
at
the moment, it seems fine. You know? So, I don't know.
Even can't make inappropriate jokes right now. Even if he wants to.
Fingers crossed nothing bad entered my throat.
Oh, come on, man.
Come on what, dude? Come on, who is the question?
Hey,
An update is I ordered a new keyboard.
Oh, yeah.
It has not arrived yet, but I got like a Keychron. Full-size Keychron. Oh, let me find the link of this shit.
Keychron.
What's a company?
Yeah, if you have the exact link, just send it to me.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. It is this right here. Except it's going to be, I don't know, if you like... click this link. I don't know what it's going to show you, but it's not
the H10 or whatever.
Not that one. It's the K10, but it looks like that.
Ooh,
if you
I
see
like
the
that.
Photo.
That's wireless?
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm just going to plug it in. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I was going to say, does it have the option? Ooh, that's a pretty keyboard.
Yeah.
The escape key kind of bugs me, but aside from that. Oh, purple switches?
Yeah, the escape key I could swap. It's got whatever. Purple switches. I don't know. Honestly, I'm just like, I'm seeing reviews and I'm hoping that it sounds like the way it sounds, the way I want it to sound. You know, I don't know. Worst case scenario, I like return it. No, I've never been a blue guy. You know what I want? I want a Thaki keyboard.
Like, yeah,
I want one that sounds
like brown.
Like
you,
fucking.
I mean, obviously it's too late because you just checked this one, but blue browns might be nice for you.
Yeah, I've thought about browns, but I don't know. I mean, we'll see. We will see. Hopefully they sound good. Regardless, there's literally,
like nice
with
keyboard.
The exception of like a couple things, there's literally, it doesn't look like much wrong with my keyboard. The only reason I know that certain keys aren't working, mainly F1 and F2, is because in CS, when you like vote for something, you have to F1 or F2. And for some reason, for the last like 2 months, my F1 key has not been working. For all I know, there's probably just like some hair in there or something. But
oh, you don't clean up?
No, I do. I probably cleaned like 4 months ago, and by clean I mean I take every key off, you know, I fucking vacuum it. I clean the keys to make sure there's no like fucking sweat spots or something on them. Like anytime I clean it, it's nice and shiny and shit, you know. But yeah. Dude, the keyboard is literally 10 years old. Over, I probably got it in like mid 2015. Like honestly, before I met you.
Now I think about it, one of my keyboards is, before I met you, and then my other keyboard is, holy fuck, how long have I had this?
You have two keyboards in front of you, bro?
Yeah, so I have one that I don't know if you remember, bro, I used to play with it, and you guys would actually, like, actively tell me to shut the fuck up.
Jesus.
Especially Plumbo. I remember Plumbo specifically, this guy would always tell me to shut the fuck up because my keyboard was so loud. Brandon too, I think. Not, like, my Brandon, not your Brandon. But yeah, I have one with blue switches that I play with, like, for games alone. And then when I, like, most of the time I'm using my Chroma, what is this, I don't know, Razer some shit. I don't know, it's not one of the expensive Razer keyboards, it's one of the cheaper ones, but it's still, like, decent. I think it has, I forgot which switches it has. It has some sort of mechanical switches, I think red.
Mm-hmm. The one I have is red, like Cherry MX red.
Yeah.
So they're linear. I never liked the blues. I never tried the, browns, but I just know that the reds are nice. I got very used to them. And the keyboard in front of you, does it have a number pad?
Yeah. Well, this one does, the blue one doesn't.
Okay. Yeah, like, it's so difficult because they don't make, like, I would not say there's a massive demand for full-size mechanical keyboards, you know?
I like the fact that I have one that has it.
Yeah, I love, dude, I needed full size. I need the number pad. I want the arrow keys to have that space between them. I don't want the arrow keys to be infused with the control button and shit like that. Like,
honestly, on both my keyboards, it's basically the same.
But one of them does have the number pad and one of them doesn't?
Yeah, and the spacing is basically the same. Maybe a few millimeters different.
I don't know.
Oh, but on my Chroma, the W, S, and D are actually, like, even a little bit A, but W, S, and D are actually fucking, like, you can't read what it says. Damn. Oh, even, fuck, wait, W, what's a, fuck, what letter is that? Shit. Between W and R. Fuck, what letter is that? E, thank you. E is also gone. There's four letters. Why is A not gone? And now that's kind of
weird. Mine aren't even, like, they're not painted, they're holes. Like, they're see-through, so the LED glows inside of them.
Here, I'll send you a picture of my keyboard just now. Fuck you, because I'm sending it to your phone.
Yeah, fuck you too, brother.
But yeah, this, you'll see what I mean. This is how used my fucking keyboard is. Even F, A barely is going. F is actually going pretty fucking nicely. But yeah, I've had this keyboard's actually surprisingly cheap. I bought it for like 45 or 50 Canadian.
I don't even remember how much mine costed. I'm about to send my keyboard.
Yeah.
Okay. I see it. Yeah, so the black paint is fucking flying off. That's crazy. I mean, look at the state of my keyboard.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
I'm sending mine, and it looks literally, like, I'm not saying it looks perfect, but, like,
it looks pretty nice.
The lighting is fucking it up a little bit because you see some fucking dust and shit, but really, if I clean it, it's like, if there's no dust, it's like, what exactly is wrong with it? There's nothing wrong with it physically.
Yeah, I sent you my first keyboard. This is my second keyboard. I also didn't see... So my lights on my Chroma are like, rotating.
Mm-hmm.
This one I got, like, really early, like, 2014. So it actually doesn't have different color lights.
Oh, yeah, me too. Row is a different color. The one I'm using right now, it's just blue. It doesn't rotate anything.
Oh, you can't change it?
Nope. Like, when I bought it, it was just a blue keyboard, so it's the same thing.
See, yeah, so my blue... The one I just sent you is my blue.
Is this the second one you sent, is this the one you're currently using?
No, I don't know if you can tell, it's on my floor. It's still plugged in, but I, like, especially, like, when I play League of Legends, I'll, like, lean back and play.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll keep it on my lap. But, no, my Chrome, my Razer one, so the first one I sent, that's pink. Usually I'll keep it either pink or green, or I'll just have it rotate. Like, right now it's rotating through all the colors.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the one I sent you that's on the floor, it actually doesn't change color, so each row is a different color. Because it was kind of cheap. It was, like, 50... Well, actually, no, it was kind of expensive now that I think about it. But it was, like, was back in like 2014. I bought one for me and one for Sebastian for our birthdays.
Yeah.
And it was like, for both, I think I spent like $120.
I'll be honest, I just hate the font.
Which one or both?
Of the second one. The letters just piss me off.
I don't hate it. I don't love it. I like my razor though more.
Yeah, your current one's not bad. I really like the font that mine is.
Let me check.
I guess I'm just used to it, but it's
I like yours. Yours and just my razor clean. Are similar.
Sorry.
Yours and my razor are not too far off.
Yeah, the new one. Like, if you look at the images.
Yeah, let me go back to the image.
It's not horrible. It still feels like it's a little off. I don't like that. Like tab, caps, really like shift, they're like lowercase. Like, why is like page up lowercase?
I don't like that. I don't
delete
like
that. Is DEL all lowercase. Like, I don't like that.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I can like always replace the actual caps, keycaps.
So is mine though. So actually, now that I think about it, I guess so my second keyboard is all caps. My Razer is all lowercase. I like the capitals more.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I've yet to be able to find, like, a keyboard that's, like, that's the perfect one. The only one that was kind of, like, the perfect one was one that costed, like, $200-something. And I'm like, okay, let me just,
Wait, so the one you just bought, is that 100 America, 107 American?
Yeah.
Okay.
U.S. And if you look at the link, do you see how there's, like, a limited edition one or something?
Special edition?
Special edition. Yeah. I think those keycaps look sick. Like, I like how those look.
Nah. It's okay. Don't get me wrong, but I like the standard version better.
Yeah?
You would make sense to get that one. The special one.
The special one, really, like, I liked the way it looked, but I really didn't like the wood.
Yeah.
Like, the wood is just, like, it just doesn't fit my setup at all.
Yeah.
For anyone wondering, guys, it's the Keychron K10 HE wireless magnetic switch custom keyboard. If you want to fucking see the same images we're talking about, but I digress. The thing that sucks is that like it has the fucking RGB lights and shit, but the keycaps are not see through. The letters aren't see through. So like all it really does is make like the base glow. But, like, the letters don't shine in the dark. And I'm like, dude, half the time I'm sitting like a degen at night. Like, I'm not saying I need to be able to see the keys or something. But, like, you know, part of the like, I'm looking at my own keyboard right now. I see every single fucking key I need because they're lit up.
It looks like it lights up.
No, they don't. If you look at videos. The special edition. Yeah, the special edition, they're not lit up.
But the standard version that you bought.
The standard version does light up. That's why I bought it.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Yes, I'm saying the special edition I would have bought if it was full black and had no brown, and if the keys themselves lit up, because I really like the way the caps look. But instead, I ended up going with the caps that are like, I mean, they're okay, I guess. They're cool, they're modern, but overall, the keyboard kind of fits my needs a bit better, and maybe in the future, I can just upgrade the keycaps. Like, I could buy cool keycaps that I like. Just swap them and it'll be the same sort of board with those switches, and hopefully it sounds good and thocky, you know. According to people, Keychron's got a lot of foam in there, and like it should sound, you know, like if there's a complaint with my keyboard is that it sounds pingy, it sounds like metallic, you know, sometimes like the space bar and shit, it sounds like ting ting ting, like you can hear metal rather than like a, you know, it's like they're not lubed, these fucking switches. Anyway, fucking nerd talk, bro. We'll see once this comes in. Hopefully it's a pleasant surprise and it's a cool keyboard, you know. With that being said, let's digress on over to jokes.
Down.
Are you ready?
Always.
Steven, why does Santa use reindeers and not cows?
I don't know.
Because the stakes would be too high.
Damn. Jack, why did Mrs. Claus leave Santa?
Why?
He got caught with too many ho-ho-hos.
Damn. Steven, what does a man who had a vasectomy and a Christmas tree have in common?
I don't know.
Decorative balls. Just decorations.
That's W, bro. What the fuck? I'm trying to think of more Cassandra jokes because I actually thought of the other one off rip.
Oh, that was off rip. I was going to say, yeah, so if there's a cool way we were going to get through that by just like hammering out a bunch of Christmas jokes in a row without planning that, we didn't tell each other we're going to be doing Christmas jokes. I was going to be like, man.
Fuck, I'm trying to think of another Christmas joke, bro. I feel bad.
You've disappointed me.
Fuck, why didn't I think of that? Fuck, why didn't I get Christmas jokes?
How long you been with her?
What?
Whatever, man. You're too employed to understand any fucking reference to memes. It's fine.
I'm doubly employed, if you will.
Yeah. That's why I said too employed. Duh. The number two.
Oh, okay, I got it, I got it, I got it, got it.
Doofus.
Why is Santa's sock so big?
Why are Santa's socks, or no,
why is Santa's sack so big?
Sack? Holy shit. Yeah.
You know sack of toys?
Yeah.
Why is the sack so big?
I don't know. Why?
It only comes once a year.
Only comes once a year. I fucking knew it, dude.
Oh, I need to
be
think
some
of
weird part. Ass shit, bro. Children listening, you're saying shit.
My
like
bad.
That.
No, they're not. The you said racist shit.
I said decorative balls, for Christ's sake. Fucking.
My bad. That's still pretty fucking bad.
No, I'm saying it's the same shit. We're still talking
about
sacks.
Yeah, okay, that's what I'm saying.
Listen, yeah, we're misunderstanding each other here. I'm saying I'm on your side.
Too. Okay, W.
Did you hear about the guy who got his wife a prosthetic leg for Christmas?
No.
It was a stocking stuffer.
I like that.
No, you don't.
It's okay.
That one
I like
sucked.
Your last one better. I like your last one better.
Of course.
Fuck, I need to think of another one off rip. Shit, bro. I'm put on the spot.
But I was going to make you guys wait. Mind you,
shut up, bro. I'm trying to plan. I'm trying to make sure that we're.
Yeah, and I'm just supposed to. Me alongside all these listeners, these six people in total over the course.
You
want
to go two jokes back to back, and I'll
nope.
run another one real quick.
Nope. We're just gonna have to sit here and wait for your brain.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
What did I get for Christmas?
I don't know what.
Your bike.
What?
I don't know, that was shit.
My bike?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you even implying? You stole my shit back in fucking 11th grade?
Yeah, type shit.
That was you?
Don't you still have a bike?
I do have a bike, but it's still here. I see it. No, I don't. But it's in my apartment. Unless you did steal it.
This guy has a car now. He doesn't need no bike.
My bike is in my trunk at all times. That's what it is.
Yeah, okay. It's in your trunk.
You know, Jesus was born at Christmas.
Yeah.
Died on Good Friday. Okay. And rose up at Easter.
Yeah.
If there was a second coming, it's happening on a bank holiday.
Shut up.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think decorative balls takes the cake with this one tonight.
I think for mine, I like the first one off rip.
Yours? Yeah, your first one was the best one too. You kind of progressed downward. My first one was cheesy, second one's good, last two were dick shit, but you know.
I think my first two were good, and then it just really dropped off hard on the third.
Well, yeah, but your third one was, you know.
I
had you under pressure.
Should I just save it for next week?
Yeah, no, save it for the podcast.
Okay. First time he's actually genuinely said that to me on podcast.
On podcast, yeah.
Crazy work.
Guys, here's a thought. I didn't think we'd have many topics today, so I was like, I gotta throw something in, you know?
Yeah.
This is just like not even an original thought. This is just stolen from a TikTok. But we fucking yapped so much that we're actually good on time. But someone on TikTok said this. People in New York are angry because they don't have cars. It's just road rage on foot. Thought?
That's
I think there's merit to that. I think so, especially
like
in
that.
Manhattan. You walk around, you know, it's just people who still have road rage, but you kind of have to do it bipedally, you know?
Bipedally.
You like that?
I like that. Yeah.
I know you do. I know you, bro. Like all right, overhyped or fire? Tell me you prepped something for overhyped or fire.
Something is correct.
Something. All right, you begin this time.
All right. Where is it? Oh, yeah, bro. Why am I checking that, bro? Am I stupid or am I stupid, bro? I need my notes up. All right. Podcasts. Did we already talk about this or not?
Yes, we did.
All right. Good. I have backups. Minecraft. Overhyped or fire?
Wow. That's crazy. Minecraft can never be overhyped. Minecraft is fire.
100% facts. If anyone tells you... Bro, I installed it on Vino's computer as fucking malware because I built his computer. This guy has yet to open it, bro. It's been like 5 years and he's never opened Minecraft. He never played Minecraft before in his life, bro. This guy's actually a bitch.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to say I wasn't listening to you, but like I had a random thought pop into my brain and I'm like, no, we're talking about Minecraft, sure. I'm understanding what Steven said. And then I'm like, wait, what did I miss? Did you say malware in that sentence?
Oh, yeah, sorry, I threw it. Like bloatware. Like, I installed it, like, pre-installed it on his computer.
But it's not actual malware.
No, it's just...
Okay, I thought you, like, faked the fact that, like, oh, here's Minecraft on your computer, but it's actually a virus or something. Like,
no, what kind of dickhead do you think
I thought that's what you were fucking implying. I'm like, what the fuck did I just hear, bro?
This guy actually thinks I'm an asshole, bro, damn.
I mean, that's what I thought vocalized, you know... orally out of your mouth orifice. That's why I was confused.
Out of my mouth orifice.
Yeah, I know it's a little redundant, but I had to explain. I had to narrow things down for you.
Yeah, technically, yeah.
I mean,
but yeah, no.
I don't know who on this planet thinks Minecraft's overhyped unless they're over the age of 42. But
this guy actually keeps telling me, "Yo, Minecraft is mid, bro. No, I'm never playing."
Who,
bro? This guy's Vino.
Bro, this guy's an idiot, bro.
That's what I'm bins. But we actually have RAN servers. Fucking this guy would just refuse to join, or he'll literally just like idly watch in the background and not, like, not actually play whatever. Bro, this guy is actually mad bitch.
Like, listen, I get it if you think certain things in Minecraft are overplayed or maybe boring. Like, there are people, like Andrew, even in my friend group, that would say Minecraft is overhyped purely because modded Minecraft is even better, so vanilla Minecraft is boring. Maybe that's an argument, okay. Sure, but still, I am not a modded Minecraft guy. Yeah, never liked it. I've always been a vanilla guy.
I like Optifine.
I used to love, Optifine. Sure,
that's it's just to make it look a little prettier.
I guess so. You're like, according to what I know, are you saying like shaders?
Yeah, shaders, Optifine.
Okay, Optifine is what lets you add shaders.
Yeah, or sorry, yeah.
Optifine on its own basically just lets you fucking zoom in.
My bad.
That's what
Optifine is. Yeah, I meant shaders.
Yeah, shaders is like fucking... like, ups the graphics, which is fucking sick. That's literally my dream every time we, like, play survival. And it's like that once a year thing is like we find a nice river to call spawn. Everyone builds a house and then... You know, I build a house with a balcony that's got a view on the river, and I fish with my shaders on, and I'm like, okay, I can retire.
Yeah, life could be a dream, deadass.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know. Like, okay. I can understand if, like, Skywars is something I used to play the shit out of. If Skywars is boring to people, yeah, I'm a little sick of it. Hunger Games, something we all played, sure. Creative mode is, like, boring, sure. But, like... There's so many things you can do in Minecraft. Like, you can... Ange literally showed us a video today. Someone, I guess maybe a group of people, maybe it's a server. There's a whole map of Toronto on Minecraft that's, like, accessible. Like, it's one-to-one realistic.
That's crazy.
Which is like, what the fuck, dude?
I think it's one on TikTok.
I'm sure there's one for New York as well. I feel like I even remember seeing, like, a server for the whole world.
Yeah, I've seen that, but it's like, it's... Once you get into, like, suburbia, it's kind of like, eh.
Yeah?
Yeah, so it's basically, like big towns and shit.
Okay.
And it kind of falls off heavy.
Still, though, you know? Crazy. Fucking crazy stuff. Like, you can do anything.
I can even understand Andrew. Andrew only likes creative. Calm enough, sure.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like, if you don't like survival, it's such a... There's so many options that you could find a different path. Like, if you're saying Minecraft's overhyped... You just, like, you're not understanding what Minecraft
can
be.
You're just fucking stupid.
It's a play box to go do whatever. That's like saying the beach sucks. It's like, no one's asking you to play beach volleyball. If that's not your thing, go lay on the beach and do nothing. Go swim and do anything. Like, you're saying the beach sucks because what? You know what I mean? If you're saying it's because you don't like sand, well, that's just because, you know.
I don't even super fuck with going to the beach, but like I could fuck with going to the beach like once or twice in the summer and like just like eating a burger or fucking like just chilling on the sand, just listening to music and playing on my phone.
Not gonna lie, not a beach food.
Like me and my friends once we set up like a barbecue.
Okay, but like on the sand.
It was like half sand, half like not sand. So you kind of like just right beside the sand, you set up the barbecue.
Okay.
And there's like benches and shit.
Okay.
Like
barbecue.
I think it was like fog. I think it was
fog. When I picture the beach. Excuse me, guys. It's 1 a.m. When I picture the beach, I picture beach towel 15 to 30 feet away, max away from the water. And, okay, maybe a bit more than 30 feet, like maybe 50 feet away from the water, max. But you're laying down, ocean wind, and sun's on your back, on your face. And you're just reading a book or talking to your girl or laying down alone in silence. I don't know, eating fruit. Like, that's
talking
the beach.
Talking to Jack,
right? Not eating a burger with no honey mustard type beat. You know what I mean?
I can focus.
If you're just having a barbecue by the beach, it's a little bit of a different vibe. It's not the same.
Maybe that's why.
The whole point of the beach is to get so sweaty while tanning that you're like desperate to just fucking freeze your ass off in the water. At least when you're in New York. When you're out in like Florida, the water is not much like cooler than the air. So it's not really to cool off, but you still cool off with water. Even if it's warm water, it's still pleasant. And then when you get out of the water, at least like in New York, the water is cold. So when you get out, it's like, ooh, like I feel great, you know. And when you lay down, you start feeling the water evaporating off you. You're warming up again. You're getting fucking toasty. Like, it's a great feeling. Like, that's why the beach is great, you know. It's not like I love seawater. I love fucking my hair being dry as shit or me being all fucking salty and sticky after the beach. Like, all of that like sucks, but it's about, you know, it's about that experience of, like, this is summer.
I'm going to be honest, though, I don't actually like going to the water at the beach.
Have you ever been to a nice beach?
Maybe not, but I know that my friends will all go in the water. I just will refuse to. I've been to a nice beach. There's a nice beach that I've been to a good handful of times.
Which country?
Still Canada. Okay, see, here's the thing. I've never left North America, so there's that.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, like, I've never been to a crazy beach.
You go to a Florida beach, a Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic beach. It might be a very different vibe. A Spanish beach, right? Like, Monaco or some shit.
Yeah.
Might be fucking nice. Not fucking Lake Ontario, right?
Okay, see, here's the thing. I have gone in before, like, many times, but it's just that, like, I haven't in, like, genuinely 7 years. Like, I think 2018 might have been the last time I went into the water at a beach.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I've been to the beach.
You gotta go on a nice vacation, maybe somewhere in, like, Greece. Get a good dip in, like, a lagoon, you know? And
yeah,
like
go on another vacation in New York or some shit.
Bro, but, like, I'm not, like, I'm in New York. We have some beaches, right? The beaches here suck. I'm not saying that, like, we have great beaches. But I'm just saying it's the beach at the very least. There are people in Nebraska who are sweating their dicks off and have no option but to, like, go into a community pool. You know what I mean? And, like, for me, I'm so blessed to just be able to call summers here. Like, yeah, at least, like, 5-6 times a summer, I will try to, like, hit the beach and just, you know, hit that cycle of, like, I just feel like you have a different understanding of what a beach can be. Especially if you think, like, oh, in New York, I remember seeing
the
beach.
I like playing football on the beach.
New York beach sucks, bro.
I like throwing around footballs and shit on the beach.
Sure.
Also, I don't know if this counts as me going into the water, but, I mean, a couple of years back, I went on the jet skis. That was W. That was fucking fun.
Okay, where?
Do you know a place called Grand... You probably don't. It's called Grand Bend. It's in Ontario. It's actually hard, bro. It's a good beach. Like, it's not... Like, I mean, I guess, yeah, it's not no Monaco or whatever the fuck beach.
Was the water cold?
Relatively, yeah.
Did you ever, like, fall off the jet ski?
No. Like, I went in, like, to my ankles, and then also, like, you know, you get a little splashed on by the water when you're, you know, driving the jet ski and shit.
Yeah.
I went on the jet ski, I think, twice or three times. Because Sebastian used to have a cottage up there and some other stuff, like a business and shit. So I was there like a good amount of times in the past couple of years, maybe like the past 5 years I've been there. Good handful of fucking times. We went on multiple vacations there. But, yeah. Like, I never actually went into the water, like, swimming. Like, at least I don't think so. Maybe once I went into the water, but I don't know.
I think you're missing out, brother. I think it's a great find.
No. But, like, we'll go there. We'll go get some food. We'll come back. We'll either eat on the beach or we'll eat by the beach and then go to the beach. We'll play. Like, me and Angelo have played football there. You know, we play volleyball, sometimes soccer.
You don't got to defend yourself. I believe you, bro.
This guy hating on me.
I believe you, bro.
I believe you, bro.
So okay, Minecraft is definitely fire, bro. My overhyped or fire. You ready for this?
Wait. Sorry. All right. Minecraft movie is okay.
What? Why?
Minecraft movie.
Minecraft movie? I didn't watch it. No.
Really?
No, I'm not watching that.
Even at home?
No, it was not made for me, bro. I'm not watching it.
Yeah, fair enough, to be honest.
It was made 10 years after when I should have been the demographic. Like, yeah, I don't care for it.
Very fair.
You know?
It's okay.
I'm not forcing children to watch Clockwork Orange or some shit, bro. They want to watch the Minecraft movie, feel free, bro.
Yeah, maybe me and you are actually different demographics.
Yeah.
Despite me being a year older than you.
My overhyped or fire is the term, I'ma let you go, as a way to say bye. Like, we're talking.
Can I get some context?
Well, alright, Steven, I'm gonna let you go. You have a great rest of your night, alright? What do you think of that?
Saying it to me specifically? I don't know.
Just in general, to anybody.
No, I think it has...
Alright, Brandon, I'm gonna let you go, bro. Take care, dude.
Yeah, I think, like, you know how when we do the podcast before I go to work?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a W way to let me go.
So you're saying fire?
I'm gonna say fire.
Okay. I only bring this up because I fucking hate it, dude.
You say it to me, I think. No?
I don't think so. I hope not. I think I just say, alright, take care, brother. Maybe I do say I'm gonna let you go if it's like, oh, you're about to go to work.
Yeah, if you, like, know that I'm, like itching to go, you know?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just know that, like, yeah, there are times where,
people say it to you?
Yeah, people say it to me, and I'm like, you're gonna let me go. Like, what are you... You're not letting me do anything. Bro,
this guy gets bent by it, damn.
No, not bent. Like, I've seen other people talk about this. Like, I randomly saw someone on TikTok mention this, and they made that argument, and it made me realize that, like, I can... This is, like, a topic I could talk about, you know? Never liked it when this guy said it. All right, I'm gonna let you go. And it's like, yeah, all right, thank you, man. I don't know.
I think it has its place. I feel like it's something that older people, like, I can 100% see, like,
my parents. It almost feels like you're... I get that the point of it is almost to be like, I'm sorry that I've been holding you. Sorry for holding you. But it almost feels like, what do you mean you're holding me? Right?
I don't get held.
It's like...
I do the holding. Pause.
Yeah, no, it's just kind of like, we're engaging in this conversation. Like, you know, it's not the most appropriate of terms, I believe.
Okay, hear me out. I'm going to let you get back to it. Different?
I think that's better.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that's better. I'm going to let you go feels like you had them like a ventriloquist or some shit. You had them fucking held like puppets. And you're like, all right, I'm going to let you run away. Like, you were on a leash and now you're free to go. Right? Whereas, what did you say?
I'm going to let you get back to it.
I'm going
to
let you get back to it. It's like, you're your own human being. And I've been a disruption to you in your life. I've made you take an extra exit. But at this point, get back on the highway. You're good, dude.
Yeah, or like, yo, like, you call me and, like, you're trying to discuss the podcast. I'm like, yo, my bad, I'm just at work. And you're like, yeah, let me let you get back to it.
I'm gonna let you get back to it. I'm sorry, bro.
Yeah. Or, like, if I call you while you're editing or some shit.
Yeah. You know, that's good. So, I'm gonna say overhyped. And what you said is fire, so... With that being said, I'm gonna let you get back to it. What's your next overhyped or fire?
Damn, this guy's transitioning.
Dude, I mean, come on, man. 8 years of this.
That's my fucking bad, bro.
I have to, bro.
Oh no. Learn. Yo, That means I've been, we've been doing this since when we first started doing this podcast is the last time I've been in the beach or inside the water at a beach.
That's true. That 2018.
Let that sink in, bro.
Let that sink in. Where is he?
The sink's outside. It's cold. Let it in, bro. All
right.
You know what I'm saying? All right. Pokemon over Hyperfire. I'll slap the shit out of you right now.
You know my answer, dude.
I'll slap the fuck out of you right now.
Fire, bro. How can I fucking diss my boy with that? It's gotta be fire.
That's gotta be fire.
Even though I know, I know nothing about it. I don't play it. I'm sorry, I don't play it.
Think about it. Hear me out, bro. Let this.
How do I say this? Overhyped or fire? The Rangers. Right.
Fire. Wait, are they good? They're good.
Exactly. You have no idea, right? Because you don't watch.
Yeah. Okay, dickhead. I can tell you that it's one of the biggest franchises ever. Actually
objectively
angry,
or to you? No, I'm not getting angry. Bro.
Not object. What do you mean to me? Do you want to know how much money they make?
Who?
Lots. Pokemon.
Is that really the point of this though?
Fuck you, man.
Aren't we like sharing our thoughts?
Yeah, that's my bad. Yeah, that actually.
You get what I'm saying? I'm asking you about a team that you know nothing about. How am I supposed to expect you to be like, "Oh, fire"? And I'm like, "Name two players." And you're like, right?
Shit,
like
Wayne Gretzky and shit.
Not. Yeah, that's not a Ranger player. Yeah, hey, no, former Ranger. At least you're somewhat right.
He was.
I mean, at a certain point, yeah, he retired as a New York Ranger.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, in 99, mind you. So,
oh, well, shut up me.
Yeah. I actually met him when I was a kid. I don't know if I ever told this story.
Wait, what?
I think I actually did tell this story once. He, like, stopped by our rink. So, my dad, I didn't even know, but, like...
You might have told me this.
Yeah. There was, like, chatter about it, you know? And it was like, oh, it's happening tomorrow. And this is like a random Thursday at like 12 p.m. He's coming. I'm like, what?
And your dad took you out of school, right?
And I'm like, well, I'm not going. My dad's like, do you want to go? I'm like, what? Like, I'm going? He's like, yeah, let's go. I'm like, okay. And, you know, fucking, I went. I skipped school that day, you know?
Yeah, sure.
And then the next day, my friend, or maybe I like texted him or something. I don't remember. But like the next day, my friend like told all the teachers that I was out, you know, getting signatures by Wayne Gretzky instead of being in class, and all the teachers, all the students mocked me, and I'm like
it sucks to suck, bro. Fuck you.
Nah, it's just I was just like, not I didn't like feel betrayed, but I'm just like, why would someone do that? You know what I mean? Like,
oh, why would your boys thank you?
Yeah, like, yeah, why would someone say that? Like, I guess he was just angry that he didn't get to go. But
say,
now,
salty.
Now everyone knows. Now I'm somehow like an asshole when it wasn't even my idea. Like, my dad approved of this, you know?
Yeah, shout out your dad, bro. That's W.
Yeah.
Shit.
And my dad was like, dude, fuck that one day of school. It's October. Like, who gives a shit? Like, let's just do this. And, you know, this kid, like, it taught me a lesson. I'm like, man, like, you know, maybe keep your mouth shut sometimes. I don't know.
I was going to say, yo, low-key, I might be a bad parent when I'm older, because, like, I would do 100% do that shit, bro. Like, yo, the Counter-Strike team's coming to play in Toronto, bro. Fuck school.
Yeah.
Like, yo, let's go.
No,
let's go watch,
bro,
the fucking,
like,
pros play.
Sometimes you have to be realistic, objective about life. Like, what happened that day?
Bro,
one day in class? Who knows? But here we are talking about this memory that I have.
A lot?
And it's not even like I'm, like, I was never a celebrity guy. I was never, like, you know, oh my God, can I take a photo with you? Like, I've fully passed by celebrities in the city and I don't stop them. I just notice them, and then if I'm with someone, I chuckle and I go like, yo, that was fucking this guy. And they're like, what, dude? Why didn't you? I'm like, I'm not fucking stopping them, dude. Whatever. They're living their life. I'm not going to do that. Like, you know, I'm not saying that's, you know, I plan to be famous or something, but I'm saying, like,
you already are.
Yeah, for sure. But that's kind of why I don't show my face, honestly, on the internet, because I don't want to ever be stopped. Like, if I'm just by myself at a grocery store, the last thing I want is someone to be like, yo, are you this guy, bro? Yo, can you do that thing? Remember that thing you did? Can you make that impression again?
Can you say thank you for your time?
Can you say thank you for your time? Bro, get out of my face. I'm sorry. Thank you for enjoying my work. I'm not doing
Thank you for your time, but fuck you.
I'm not that person right now.
Yo, what if you told them to kindly go fuck themselves?
Bro.
That'd be kind of a W.
It would be. God bless, that's a slogan. Dude, if I ever do merch, those are the two things I gotta put on a shirt, you know?
Yeah.
Thank you for your time and kindly go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
But.
Because it would also be a great way to be like, kindly go fuck yourself. And then like, they'd be like, oh my God. And you're like,
he said it. And I'm like, yeah, I show the middle finger. That's part of the act, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
I slap you in the face, and you got punched by the real Jack, bro. Get the fuck out of my face.
Okay, that's OD.
I don't think so. It's not assault if you request
duff them in the yeah, but are they going to request you to actually just straight duff them in the face?
Who's the recipient of the duff?
You wild and low.
It depends, honestly. If it's someone younger than the age of 18, and if it's a female...
Can you punch me in the face?
If it's a female over the age of, like, 60, yeah, unduffable, for sure.
Okay, I thought you were going to say you're going to straight duff a grandma, bro.
No, that's what I'm saying. 60-year-old or, you know...
Wait, so like a 40-year-old woman asks you to punch her in the face, you're just straight doming her.
I'm asking ye shall receive type shit.
Listen, crazy work, yo. You're wild.
I never, bro, I'm not offending any MILFs, you know what I mean?
So you're gonna just straight dome them in the face?
She wants to get domed, I'm gonna make sure she gets domed in every way possible.
Wait a minute. What you mean by that?
Listen, man. Dude, it's too fucking late. We're like whispering, saying the most such
you're whispering
shit
I'm ever. Fucking loud as shit.
Nah, you're right. It's me, bro. I'm the problem.
It's also probably because I'm in a fucking soundproof room.
What was your fucking second overhyped or fire? Pokemon, bro. Yeah, man. Fire. Let's move on to the next one. Overhyped or fire.
This guy actually doesn't want to talk about
Pokemon. I'm sorry. I have nothing to add.
That's calm.
Okay. No worries as a way to say you're welcome. Overhyped or fire?
Fire. Yeah, I'm going to say fire.
Yeah? Here's one that I say often. I say no worries a lot. And
I say no problem.
Yeah, I never liked no problem that much. No problem felt like something.
I don't even like the fact that I say it no more, to be honest.
Yeah. I saw like a random video where someone shit on no worries because they said that it implies that there was a worry in the first place. Like you ask me,
fair enough.
Can I get a straw? And I say, yeah, here you go. And they say thank you. I say no worries. It almost feels like, well, you should have worried, but whatever, no worries type shit, you know? Whereas if you say no problem, it's also like kind of implying there should have been a problem, but it's not a problem, I guess.
Sure,
you know?
I guess.
I think the best one is my pleasure.
Yeah.
That's probably the best one.
I think
one.
You're welcome is just go to...
You're welcome. People are saying like the boomers love you're welcome. The younger generation doesn't like you're welcome because it implies like there's some like, you could say it's sarcastic. You could be like, you're welcome, you know? You can like...
Yeah.
There's something weird about your welcome where it feels a little too formal, you know?
Yeah, I could see that.
Like, if your boy... Like, unless you try to sound like a girl working at Starbucks all the time, your welcome can be strange. Like, you ask me... Okay, this one's a weird one, but if I show you a video and you say, this is dope, and I'm like, thanks, man, and you say, you're welcome, I'm gonna be like, what the fuck? Like...
Oh, I was wrong with that.
There's something weird about saying you're welcome to my thanks.
I like saying, like, to my friends, I'll be like, to you, I'll be like, yeah, I got you, bro.
Exactly. Like, I got you, and of course...
When it comes to homies, always...
Of course, is a very easy one to use in any context. Thanks, man. Of course, dude. You know?
It's been a minute, but I've been criticized for saying of course.
Really? It doesn't always fit, you know? If you hold a door open for someone and they say thank you when you say of course, it's almost like, you know, it's a little too doormatty, right? So I don't know, it's weird. I just say my go-to nowadays is my pleasure. Fair. You know, it's my pleasure.
It's hard
not
for
to not a worry in your soul, my dear kind-hearted woman, right?
I say no problem though too much. Like I actually actively like try to stop saying it.
Yeah, I've heard it. I've heard it on FaceTime calls.
Yeah?
Yeah. I could say a lot right now. I'm shut up.
I'm trying to think it. Wait, what?
I don't know. No, there's some lingo I've heard from you at work that it's just funny, you know?
What do I say? I'm trying to think.
Nah, there's a lot of stuff. Like,
no,
I can't
say
even
it, bro.
Say
I'm trying
like,
to think, bro. No, please, bro. I actually can't think.
Well, there's just... I don't want to dox it. You know what I mean?
No, do it.
There's this
I mean,
one
say
word...
exactly where I work, but... Like,
no. Like, not saying where you work, but there's a lot of uncle being said, right?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of no problem, I feel like, too. No problem. You say that a lot.
Oh, yeah. Now I know what you're talking about, yeah.
And...
Where they'll always say thank you, and I'll just be like, yeah, no problem.
But the way you say no problem. Like, I hear that, and I'm like...
No, I don't.
I fully have heard no problem like that. Yeah. You know?
No problem. Like that?
A little bit less like that. Like you're...
No problem.
Yeah, it's more like that. Like that last one.
Fuck you, man.
I'm making you mega aware of it, you know?
Yeah, I'm alive, bro. This guy's making me mega self-conscious and shit. No problem. No problem. Fuck you, man. I don't know. Big problem, bro.
Big problem. All right, let's move on to your last overhyped.
Now you're eating dick.
Yeah, I am. Am I?
My bad. What?
Whose?
Huh?
When?
Okay, why?
How is the better question?
I could kind of fuck with that.
Steak and knife?
Wait, no, I can't fuck with that. What
the fuck did I just say? Fork and knife, I meant to say. Steak and knife, I said.
What are we talking about?
I don't fucking know, bro. What's your last one? Oh, yeah, what's your next one?
Wait.
It's your last one.
Oh, yeah, right. It's my turn, yeah. What the fuck is my last one? Halloween. How are we fucking with Halloween?
Ooh.
It's random as fuck, but I don't know. It just came to my mind.
No, I mean, I like him. Honestly, that's a good one, though. I don't know.
Is it? Thank
you. I'm honestly gonna have to say overhyped.
I'm gonna say up until the age of like grade 8, fire. Maybe even grade like 9 or 10, because you could kind of do a little bit of shit, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I really like about Halloween nowadays is just watching horror movies, to be honest. Aside from that, it's just...
Even then, I'm not a horror movie guy. I'm not a haunted house guy. I don't wear costumes. I don't go trick-or-treating. I don't particularly eat more candy that day. I don't participate in the trick-or-treating traditions because I live in an apartment. I don't go to house parties where I dress up in a certain way. Like, I don't know. It's not necessarily my thing. I can understand why people like it. I do have friends that go to house parties. I'm not the type of guy that would wear a fucking banana suit, but showing up as like a fucking Peaky Blinder or something where you're like a Brit in a trench coat might be kind of funny. But even then, it's like funny just purely because like, what the fuck are you wearing? Oh, I'm a Peaky Blinder. And they're like, all right, dude. And then you drink and it's like, okay, can I like take this off now? I kind of feel goofy. Like, I don't know. Like, that's the only fun part about it to me. I can understand why people have fun with it. To me, it's kind of like, I just don't participate. Again, not a horror movie guy. The only reason I like Halloween is because I, you know, like kids are having fun. It's just a good time. It's a vibe, right? Yeah. It's like, it's a purpose to life, right? Phew. It's not just, bless you.
Thank you.
Sorry. No problem. It's not just.
Shut up. My bad. You're gonna have to turn my audio down for this one.
All right, sorry, I'm locked in. fuck, I lost it again.
My bad.
It's not, you know, fuck it, dude. Whatever, dude. Halloween's okay. It's okay.
I was gonna say I actually really
like the fact that it's fall. You know, it's like we're in the middle of fall. Yeah. Beautiful.
I'm an adult now, so like candy. If I want candy, I'll just stop at the gas station on my way.
Exactly.
Or like. My CVS-ass job, bro, I'll literally just buy it on my job.
I buy candy all the fucking time. Yeah. I'm like sick of all candies now.
To be honest, I don't even eat candy that much anymore.
I don't either, but that's because I'm just sick of all of them. Like, I go into the candy aisle, right? Because I'm like, I don't know, like, sometimes I eat food. I want something sweet afterwards, bro. Like,
fair enough.
I don't even care what it is sometimes. Sometimes it'll be honey roasted fucking peanuts. I don't give a shit. It's got some sweetness to it.
Yeah, wait, is that candy?
It's not even candy, no. It's straight up peanut. Like, it's in the chip aisle.
Yeah.
Like, fucking honey roasted peanuts. Right? Or just nuts in general, right?
Yeah.
I want all the nuts. Basically, anything sweet. Whatever, dude. I'm trying to fucking be weird.
Yeah, my bad.
No problem.
Shut up.
I go into the candy aisle, and I look down this list of shit, and eventually, after 10 minutes, I'm like, I don't want anything here. And I just leave. Yeah. I'm serious. What, Snickers? M&M's? Listen, M&M's like, I'm not saying objectively, people might be listening to this and being like, M&M's, yeah, of course. To me, I'm looking at it, I'm like, I'm so done with every M&M. Like, I don't want an M&M, right? Almond Joy? I don't want to go digging through coconut between my teeth later.
I hate coconut, bro.
I like coconut. I used to fucking, I was addicted to it as a kid. Like, it's awesome. But now it's like, I'm just sick of it. You know, I feel depressed. I feel like a fucking, you know, like I'm sick of candy, dude. What is wrong with being an adult, bro?
I feel that, bro, low key.
So I just kind of go like, yeah, I want something sweet, but I never bought anything sweet. So I'm not going to have anything sweet. That's my life. What can I say?
Type.
Anyway, last overhyped or fire. Salmon.
Have to say fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like it's not overhyped because it's not really hyped. It's just it's calm. It's fire. It's good. It's good to have on occasion. It's definitely not something I'm going to be having very often, but I do enjoy from time to time.
I got to agree. I wouldn't say it's necessarily like crazily hyped, but there are people.
Yeah, no one really hypes it.
There are people that despise it. There are people that say, like, oh, I never eat the salmon. And I'm like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, a never for salmon is like. That's like saying I never have vanilla, you know? And it's like, I mean, I rarely have vanilla nowadays, actually, but to be like you hate vanilla, I feel like is like a hotter take.
Yeah, you know?
100%. So that's why it's like, if you hate salmon, it's like, hold on a second. Like, first of all, what kind of salmon? Cooked salmon, grilled salmon, raw salmon on sushi? Raw salmon on sushi is fire.
Raw salmon on... Yeah, yeah, 100%. Yeah, yeah.
I fucking love it.
Well, I'm take it back. Like, yeah. When it comes to sushi, bro, that's the salmon's the goat.
Salmon's the goat.
I was thinking like a straight slab of salmon.
A slab of salmon's also like good when it's cooked. Sometimes, I wouldn't even say when it's underdone, because you could fully... Like, I eat raw salmon a good amount, too. So it's like...
Like a slab of it, or...
No, sushi? like on sushi, where it's like a thing.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Like, sometimes in the sushi roll, but there are more interesting rolls. But I really when it's just a like a rectangle of rice and then like a raw salmon rectangle put over it.
I don't even know how to.
It's
know
called
exactly
sushi.
Yeah.
So not sashimi.
Like not a roll.
Sashimi is.
Sushi. Yeah. Sashimi too is good.
Sashimi is just raw fish. And sushi is when it's the piece of fish over rice.
Will you get the sashimi?
You should get sushi. I've had sashimi, but like sashimi is just like. It's the same thing. It's just a piece of fish. Yeah. That you eat, you could put it into fucking salt, like soy sauce. But like, sushi is like, oh, I get that little bit of rice too. Like, I usually get sushi.
I'll get all three, like the roll, the sushi, and the sashimi.
I used to do that. It's definitely goated too.
Yeah.
But yeah, like regardless, if there's like not fully cooked salmon, it's not the biggest of problems because you know, raw salmon's also fine, right? But for some reason, sometimes some places underdo it and kind of like taste fishy a little bit. Like there's this weird point where like it's not cooked enough to be like, oh, that's cooked salmon, but it's also not raw enough to be like, that's raw.
Yeah.
So there's a weird point that I had recently where I'm like, not my favorite salmon, but still like, dude, salmon, like grilled, I think, with the skin is fucking insane. I love. Like crispy salmon skin. It's fucking dope.
That's okay for me.
I don't know. I'm a skin guy, bro. 100%. Same with chicken, dude. I don't know.
Yeah, chicken I do. Fuck with it heavy.
So yeah, I gotta say fire. Anyway.
Yeah.
Let's digress to story time, motherfucker.
Shall we?
We each tell two stories. Could be one true, one false, or both true. Can no longer be both false.
Both false, exactly.
Who shall begin?
Do you want to begin?
Sure. So story number one, Steven. This happened yesterday. By the way, these stories I made very short and vague. Just in general. Ask away if you have questions.
Okay.
So this happened to me yesterday. I was at work, and this guy I met, after talking to me like a couple times... throughout the day, randomly came up to me at a certain point and said, yo, you sound so familiar, bro. I asked him his name, and he said, nah, like, your voice. Do you do YouTube? You sound like this guy I used to watch. True or that's false? It? Yep, that's story number one.
I'm gonna say true.
Any true. Questions,
I'm a really lock in here. The thing how you said earlier about, oh, I don't want people recognizing me and shit, this ties into that because you were recognized for maybe the first time, if not second time. Boom.
Wow.
Is it true?
And you don't think what I said earlier was like a bait or anything?
Nah. I mean, yeah, it probably was, to be honest. That's a big Jack brain move, but I'm Steven, so I'm small brain and I fall for things like this, so I'm going to say true.
Okay.
Unless that's what he wants me to think, so that's why he wants me to say false. But, like, I'm so locked in that it actually... Nah, I'm so locked in, bro. I'm so fucking locked in. No one's more locked in than I am, bro.
Story number two, then.
Fuck. Yeah.
I dropped my $2,500 camera lens the other day.
Oof.
And it broke.
$2,500?
Yeah, 2.5K.
Yeah, no, okay. Okay, thanks, man.
I put it on the table and walked away. Oh. I guess I caused it to tip over somehow when I, like, walked away. And I'm assuming it started slowly rolling because, like, 10 seconds later, I heard it fall. And it sounded like, I don't know. I doubt it just, like it was kind of in the middle of the table. Regardless, I heard it smash. I came up to it. The glass was fine. But when I put it on the camera, it was no longer focusing. So, like, something is wrong electronically, and it doesn't, like, read the camera anymore. Story number two.
I really hope that's false. I'll feel so bad if that one's true, bro. Fuck. Please tell me. Number one, true. Number two, false. Please, bro. Fuck number one, bro. Just tell me number two.
Locked in?
Yeah.
Story number two is true, unfortunately.
Fuck, eh?
I'm hoping the repair is like $500-$600 max.
Oh, you, okay, so you can take it to that place to repair?
Theoretically, I haven't done any research. I've been asking around, and people are like, yeah, you should, good luck, dude, maybe buy a new one. And I'm like, I don't know, new ones are
$2,500 is a lot of fucking money.
New ones are $3,000, actually, so.
Yeah, fuck.
I mean, like, listen, here's the thing. I could buy the same lens, but used for like $1,200. So I'm not, like, completely in the shitter.
I mean, still, $1,200 is fucking $1,200.
Yeah, it is. There are people telling me, like, you might as well upgrade. And I'm like, the upgrades don't even look that, like, good. Like, it's not even worth it to me.
Yeah.
And
you're happy with what you have.
Exactly. And the current lens that I have really, like, when you look at it, it has, like, a little bit of a ding, sure. But really, it doesn't look like there's anything majorly wrong with it. It's only when you, like, put it on. So I'm, like, hoping that it can be an easy fix. But it sounds like it's an electronics thing that could be a problem. Story number one that you said was true is actually false.
Really?
I had a person tell me, after speaking to him a couple times, he randomly came up to me. He said, you know, you have a great radio voice. And I said, thank you, man. He's like, do you do radio or anything like that? I'm like, I don't know, do I? This just in.
I should have baited him with that.
Yeah, and I imagine, it's like, what if he recognized me? What if, like, he was like, yo, you know, I used to watch this guy that made tutorials.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking it went from the tutorials, then it went to the memeage, and then he recognized your voice.
Yeah. But no, most of that was fabricated in my brain. The only thing he really said was that he thinks I have a radio voice, and everything else I, you know, kind of threw
in
there.
Shout out that guy, though.
Yeah, shout out that guy. All right, let's hear your two stories.
Alrighty. Well, story number one happened probably a week and a half ago, something like that. A week and a half, 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
This was since the last podcast, closer to when we recorded the last podcast. New person started at my work, and at my work, I'm basically one of the only, like, two or three Portuguese people at my work.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how they say, like, Portuguese people, pork chop, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
So me and my manager were joking around about how I always eat Popeyes and whatever. So then I told him, you know what, today I'm going to order pork because I'm a dirty pork chop. And, like, because he's like, oh, I don't eat pork. And I was like, yeah, I'm a dirty pork chop. I'll eat anything. And I offended the new person.
Who's even though you're Portuguese?
Yeah.
How was he offended?
She just looked up in horror when I said that.
How do you know?
I could see her, like, in the room.
Did she say anything? Did she verbalize anything, or you're just trying? No. You're just guessing her reaction. You don't have to keep going. Just answer my questions.
No, yeah, no.
So she didn't say anything.
She just looked up and, like, horrified, kind of. Like, not, horrified might be the, like, she looked up like, yo, what the fuck?
Judgmental?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Did you have a talk with her after, or did you find out what she was thinking based on her conversation with somebody?
No, basically my manager's like, yo, you can't say that, she's Portuguese. And I was like, you don't know I am? So I kind of just covered it with the fact of, like, yeah, so am I.
Okay. I mean, I'm leaning true here. It sounds like you wanted to give me even more intel, too. But I don't know. There's something weird going on where it's like... I don't know. I'm saying true. Locked in.
Alright. Story number one, true. Story one... you said true?
Yes. Was that a leak just now?
Was it?
Was it a leak? Did you just leak it?
Did I? No, I'm just so fucking tired, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to fucking open up my fucking mints and I was fucking retarded.
No problem.
No, fuck you, man. story number two. So I went to go get some Christmas gifts. And the lady ended up checking my ID for some alcohol. And actually denied me for the alcohol.
Wow. Because you're a pork chop?
All right.
Wait.
I get to say that. You don't.
And yet another cancelable offense. Why did she deny you?
Actually, yeah, now I think about it, bro. This guy's racist on all fronts today, bro. Goddamn.
Come on, man. I'm just chiming in off the jokes, dude. Off the rip, man.
No, that's crazy, bro. This guy offensive. Nah. Basically, she just said I didn't look enough like my ID.
How old is your pick?
I think it was taken back when I was 17.
Wow, okay.
I wish I had it in front of me so I could send you
a pic. And how old are you now?
What, 26, bro. How do you not know this?
Are you 26?
Alright.
Dude, you're old, bro. What the fuck?
You're 25.
Yeah, dude. Five away from 30. You're fucking about to be 27, dude. Ew.
I know, that's crazy.
Don't they have fucking scanners for these IDs, man? They gotta rely on a picture, man?
We do.
Where are you at?
What
rejected you?
Like,
a liquor store.
LCBO? Yeah.
A place that is supposed to check IDs basically every single purchase. And dude, this is cap, dude. Cap.
You want me to keep going
cap.
With the story?
No, I don't need your shit, bro. True and then false for this piece of shit story. Underdeveloped, bro.
Underdeveloped.
Yeah, I want to hear an apology, and then I'll be like, no problem, bro. Fucking suck my dick, dude.
What the fuck? All right, number one was true, yeah.
Yeah, it was a leak.
Nothing happened. Like, after, like, I've said hi to her, whatever. But, yeah, the manager was like, yo, what the fuck? You can't say that and shit. And I was just like, what do you mean? Yeah, but nah. Nothing bad ended up happening. She just looked, like, really, like, confused and, like, kind of like, yeah, what the fuck? But then I had to run it back with her in Portuguese.
Was she cute?
Yeah, nothing else happened from that. Is she cute?
Did you flirt in Portuguese language?
I do not know enough Portuguese to flirt in Portuguese.
Damn, bro.
If I did, I would have been flirting with you this whole time, bro.
All right, dude. Like, I understand Portuguese.
Wait, do you like a guy who speaks Portuguese? Or like?
Do I like a guy who speaks Portuguese? Fucking doing on this podcast for 8 years, bro.
Huh?
Bled. You're not going to make me re-say that disgusting sentence. What the fuck have you been doing on this podcast for the past 8 years if I didn't like Portuguese men? That's my joke. That's what I said. You made me repeat that, bro.
Hey, yo.
You should have gotten that right away. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like,
no,
that's a joke
that
I said. I regretted saying it.
Yeah.
Right? You should have said,
like,
hey, yo. And I should have said, let's hear story two answer. Instead, you said, what? And you made me repeat that. Apologize to me right now.
Nah, fuck that shit. Remember how you made me do
apologize.
This?
Apologize. I demand
payback.
It.
No. This is payback for the
intro. I demand
it. Nope.
Please.
You're not getting one.
Please apologize to me.
This guy said please. Yo, Jack, that's my bad, bro. I'm sorry.
No problem.
Shut the fuck up. Okay, we're actually just genuinely tweaking at this point. What were we talking about? Yeah, story two.
Yep.
Story two, yeah, no, story two was cap, but it was based off something that happened.
Someone else got, their shit denied?
Nah, when I bought my new phone, they checked my ID for it, because, you know, like, the payment plan, whatever, the contracts and shit. They checked my ID, and she literally said, no, this isn't good enough. And I said, what do you mean it's there? And I wasn't even holding the ID. Like, she still had the ID, and she's, like, holding it up, says it doesn't look like me. I was like, do you want me to, like, say the address on it, the birthday, anything? Like, I can literally recite it all. And she's like, no, sorry, I can't accept this. It doesn't look like you. And I looked at it. I looked back at her. I was like, okay. And I pulled out my... So that was my driver's license. I pulled out my health card. She said the same thing. So I literally walked back to my car, grabbed my fucking passport, and came back. I just happened to have my passport in my car.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So it took three people...
If you have to leave the fucking establishment to prove your identity, just go to a different place at that point.
Why are you giving them your business? It was kind of hard to find.
I would have asked for a manager. I'm not even joking. I know I sound like a fucking jerk.
She was the only person there, though.
Oh, my God. Even worse, bro.
It was, like, a small store, so it was, like, it was pretty obvious that she was the only person there.
How old were you here?
Bro, this was, like...
Overall, hold on real quick. You're saying your story itself that you told was false, but it's based on something true?
Yeah, this is a bit... So, I said I was at the liquor store buying alcohol for Christmas.
Yeah.
And then...
And that didn't happen, but you're saying...
Yeah, that was false, but it was based off of this story.
Based on this story, gotcha. Okay.
What, 6 months? What, when we both got new phones basically at the same time.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, this literally happened, like, 3 months.
So, it's just a person that, like... Does she own the store, or she's the only one on shift?
She's the only one on shift.
God, what a joke, dude. Just go to a different liquor store, bro. Yeah,
she literally denied me. I showed her two fucking forms of ID.
At that point, just say, fuck you, and just leave, man. You went out... I get it, you by accident have a passport, and it's, like, saves you time by just being like, I'll suck it up, just, here's my passport. You're really gonna fucking reject this? You better fucking accept this, right? But it's
like... Yeah, like, I wasn't in the mood to drive, like, another, like, 20 minutes.
I get the logic. But out of pity, out of, like, fuck you, I would've just left. I would've left with, left all the bottles on the counter, right?
Assuming you're buying, like, this is for the phone, this is for the phone.
Oh, it's for the phone.
Yeah, for the phone, it actually happened. Then. For the liquor, it did not happen. And you see, if it was for liquor, bro, I would have been like, all right, fuck you. But no, because I was getting the used phone, but it was in, like, hyper good condition at the store.
Hmm.
And, like, decent price. I was just like, all right, fuck it.
Why the fuck, like, do they need ID?
Bro, I don't know, man. They need ID. Well, I mean, I guess it makes sense because, you know, payment plans and then fucking, like, contract for your phone or whatever. But, like... Yo,
bro, to,
like,
show three valid forms of ID to get a fucking used phone, bro.
I mean, technically, it would have only taken one, but, like, it does look like me. Like, I've been carded for other shit, like, going to the clubs, casino, whatever. And no one, like, sometimes people be like, oh, you know, you lost a little weight, or, oh, you got a haircut, or whatever. But, like, she said no to two of them. My driver's and health card. Like, health card is, like, something, I don't know if you guys have, like...
Yeah,
like, I don't know if that's, like, a valid thing for you.
No, it exists. People have.
Yeah, like, to show, like,
it's not the same thing as yours, because yours is, like, fucking government issued or something. But, like, there are other forms of ID with your face on it. Some of them are
basically what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Basically, two government forms of ID I showed her.
Yeah,
both of them. I mean, yeah, sure. Even the one was 16, one was 17 years old. Sure, it's a bit dated, but, like, I don't really look that different. I got a haircut. And I might have lost a little weight or some shit. I don't fucking know. Like, I look the fucking same.
Yeah. Whatever. Fuck these people, boo. So, I was on the money with both stories, and you were unfortunately incorrect with both stories, but who's keeping track?
Yeah, actually, no, you did guess my story. Yeah, you did guess it true. Yeah. So, you're good.
What can I say, man? I'm just that good, man.
Type.
I thought you were going to say, my bad, you know?
What was it? No problem.
No problem.
I hate you, man. I don't sound like that.
Guys, trivia questions. I will begin. You ready for this?
Yes, sir.
Which of these meats did I have yesterday?
Mine. My bad.
Fucking hell. I should have read that coming, bro.
I'm so sorry.
I know, it's fine. Which of these meats did I have yesterday? Choice fucking one, Steven. Choice A, chicken. Choice B, steak. Choice C, lamb. Choice D, fish.
I want to ask a question, but I feel like it'll immediately give it away, so I'm going to ask you after, I guess. So, sorry, chicken, lamb, steak, fish?
Yes.
Fish.
Locked in?
Yeah, you're talking about salmon and shit.
Yeah, incorrect.
Yeah, this guy's baiting me. this guy's big brain baiting me.
Twice. I baited you with the first story, too, right?
I don't like you very much.
Yeah, when I said about the being recognized shit, like...
I don't like you. You're not a good person. No problem. Fuck you, man. Sorry. Let me lock in real quick. So you said it was not the fish. I'm gonna say lamb.
Locked in? Why lamb, bro?
I don't know. Fuck you. Lamb?
Yes, I had lamb chops.
Oh, yeah?
Delicious. It's been a
minute. I haven't had lamb in a minute, bro. I miss lamb.
Yeah, it's not something I usually like buy, but this was presented, if that makes sense.
At the work thing?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That'd be...
It was offered, and they were delectable.
I had a work Christmas party recently, which is probably the first time I had lamb in like 6 months. We went to like a Middle Eastern restaurant, bro. It was fucking gas, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bro, me and Andrew, we were there, bro, loaded up on lamb, loaded up on chicken, some nice rice and shit.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever get, like, gyro?
I've only had it, like, once. It's okay.
Isn't
Wait,
like,
is gyro the one with lamb or no?
Okay, gyro is a process, I believe, is when a big slab of meat is, like, spinning, cooking constantly. Right?
I might be thinking of falafel.
Falafel?
Yeah, I'm thinking falafel
is like almost like vegetable something.
Yeah, that one's the one I'm thinking of. I've never had gyro.
What? Didn't you say you used to love shawarma, bro?
Yeah, chicken shawarma, beef shawarma, mostly just
what
chicken
the fuck
shawarma.
Is shawarma?
I think
then?
I had lamb and what? I think I had lamb shawarma once.
Bro, shawarma is so close to gyro.
I know. I just
that
never had gyro.
You saying you've never had gyro, bro? Okay, it is gyro.
What?
It is.
Lamb?
Yeah, it's basically the same thing. Like, okay, let me
I'm
look
searching
this
it up. I'm searching it up.
Shawarma versus gyro. Chicken gyro versus chicken shawarma. What's the difference? Let's see if AI gives me a difference.
It literally just
They're
looks
They're both
like
delicious spit-roasted meats, but differ in origin, spices, and sauces. Shawarma uses bolder spices like cumin and some other shit. With garlic sauce or tahini, while gyros are often milder, herby Greek flavors like oregano and tzatziki.
I mean, maybe one time when I was drunk and after I thought I was.
I mean, listen, basically, we're talking about the same thing. No disrespect to these two different foods from cultures,
I mean, yeah,
but it's like it's meats. Like, do you know how shawarma meat is made?
Yeah.
It's like spinning.
It's literally
exactly.
The same
That's
shit.
That's what I was explaining.
With all due respect, yeah.
That's what
it
I'm saying.
Like the same shit.
So, gyro is just like a big piece of lamb spinning like that, and you're just cutting thin slices of it, right?
Oh, okay. So that's what you had yesterday.
That's what I... No, I didn't have that yesterday. I had that today, actually.
Oh, sorry.
I had like nice lamb gyro. Technically, excuse me, they say gyro or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Gyro.
Yeah. But no, yesterday was lamb chops. I just mean like, you know, I really like lamb gyro. I've had it from other places before, and it's like rubbery or spongy or something, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? There's this one place I know that like it really feels like not like this is good. Like,
yeah,
you know, they make good stuff, and like it's become like a favorite of mine recently, you know? So I've become more of a lamb guy recently.
Okay.
But okay, let's hear your question.
My question? Oh yeah, I love when you throw me off with your questions. Alright, anyway. Which video game series has the character Master Chief? Do you even know, like, off-rip or no?
I think I do, yeah.
Ah, fuck.
You know what's surprising? I think I only know this, honestly, because of Epic Rap Battles.
Shit, okay, you definitely know, yeah. Shout out Epic Rap Battles.
Shout out Epic Rap Battles. My guess is Halo. Fun.
So we got Call of Duty, Halo, Destiny, and Gears of War.
For a second, if you said Star Wars is one of the options, I might have been like, oh, fuck, is it Star Wars? But no, it's Halo.
That, in there, fuck. That would have been smart because of the masks and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Halo.
I never played Halo.
I
never watched
it,
Star
yeah,
Wars, so I'd be confused with both.
Yeah, fair enough.
That's a good question, though. I like that.
Thank you. I was thinking, I was like, yeah, that's enough where you might have heard of him, but I didn't think you'd know who it's from.
Yeah,
but.
No, it was pure coincidence that, like,
yeah, that's crazy.
You said that, and I instantly thought of Epic Rap Battles.
Me and Stephanie used to love that, bro.
Yeah. Steven, what do many people in Japan eat for their Christmas meal? Any idea off the bat?
I don't remember. No, I don't remember.
Is it choice A, sushi? Is it choice B, roast turkey dinner? Is it choice C, pizza? Is it choice D, KFC?
KFC. I've heard this before.
Yep, it's KFC.
Sorry to burst your bubble, but yeah, I've heard this.
No, before. I knew that this would be something that's unique enough. If you gave me those four choices too, I would have been like, man, this feels like something that would be weird that I remember, but I can't think of it. And you give me a bunch of choices, and I'd be like, oh, it's the KFC one, 100%.
You know why?
Why?
I'm pretty sure it's because of a marketing campaign that they did, like, back in, like, the 90s or some shit.
Yeah?
I don't remember. I remember reading about this, like, years back, but I don't remember exactly the reason.
You know what's funny? I'm not a big KFC guy. I've only likely had it, like, honestly, at this point, I've lived 25 years of life, so... It's a pretty...
Oh, you're about to say an outrageous number, aren't you?
No, I mean, I've only had it, like, maybe six times
in my life. Kind of crazy. I mean, you also live in New York where you guys have, like, a lot of food options.
We have a lot of options. I've always been more of, like, if I want chicken, there's this one local place that's, like, fire. It's, like, just shitty enough to be, like, cheap, but just good enough to be, like, dude, this is better than, like, Popeyes and KFC, man. But, I don't know, like, my friends and I would just eat it and, like, talk OD about it, going like, yo, this is goated, you know?
Yeah, fair enough.
But if, like, if we're a franchise, Popeyes is probably the one that's winning that race.
I brought all the time. I had today.
Yeah. KFC is just one of those where, like, I feel like it's falling off, but I don't know. But what's interesting is that the first ever fast food I ever had was KFC.
Really?
Yeah, I remember, like, not the day, but, like, I remember, because I grew up, like, this fucking, not sheltered, but, like, I ate home food. You know, my parents are immigrants that never ate fast food. So, if they wouldn't eat fast food, I wouldn't eat fast food.
Yeah,
but all of my friends and their families, like, would do this or would do that, or they're going on a road trip, and we stop by McDonald's, and I'm like, McDonald's? I never had McDonald's, you know? So, like, this one time... We were at my friend's house, and I'd love to say that they were Japanese, but I believe they were Chinese. It would have been just great for the story to tie Japan and KFC together, but I believe they were Chinese, and they were like, let's get lunch, so we went to KFC, and I was so giddy, I was like, man, like, we're gonna, I was probably like 8, maybe 7, but yeah, that's my first memory of having fast food was KFC, because it always smelled so good, bro. It smelled like, holy shit, like, this is about to be... I'm used to, like, eating oatmeal at home, you know what I mean? So, like, whatever that was crack.
Yeah,
I could see that. I'm spoiled going, like, eh, Popeyes is better, but only at this location. Like, shut the fuck up,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, no, I feel that.
You grew up eating this, like, get snap out of it, bro.
I feel that. Yeah, W story. I like that.
Thank you.
Shout out Lil Jack. I want Popeyes. Oh, wait, sorry. I want KFC.
I want KFC.
All right. Anyway, back to my next question. Wait, you're done, yeah?
Yep.
Done yapping and
Done yapping, bro. Shut me up, dude.
Yeah, my bad.
Put tape over me.
Sorry? What'd you say? Could tape me?
Yeah, tape my mouth.
I don't Make like me shut up. Going. I definitely don't like where this is going.
No problem.
Should I digress or like you good?
No problem. It's fine. Digress.
Shut the fuck up, please. I'm actually going to think about this next time I'm at work, bro. Anyway, skipping all of that. Bro, I'm going to be at Christmas dinner. Yo, pass me the gravy. Thanks, Steven. No problem. Bro, I'm going to sit there and have a fucking existential crisis with my family, bro. Anyway. Bro. All right. What is the largest country by land area? Or sorry, continent by land area.
Ooh.
Sorry, I'm tired. It's like 2 a.m. right now.
Yeah. Okay, well, it's between two for me. Let's hear it.
All right. So we got... You want to guess off rip or no?
Oh, fuck. Great question, honestly. Because I'm actually confused now. I always thought it was Asia.
Okay.
But, like, something recently I feel like has been telling me it's Africa. I don't know. You're going to include both choices in there anyways. So I just have to kind of figure it out. Let's hear it.
We got Africa, Europe... Asia and Antarctica.
Ooh, Antarctica's a weird one to throw in there. Not a bad sign. Europe is tiny. Yeah, it's still just between Africa and Asia. I don't know. Something like recently has been telling me that like Africa is huge. But, bro, Asia has like always been the biggest one. Like it's cat. Like, it almost has to be Asia. I gotta say Asia.
Could be Asia.
Locking in on Asia.
Locking in
Asia. I'm overthinking it, bro.
You are locked in correctly.
Really?
Yeah, it's Asia.
Oh,
As of ChatGPT, it's Asia. I don't know, man.
Do you realize what you said? You said you have locked in correctly, right?
Yeah, because you said Asia.
What I heard was you have locked incorrectly.
Oh.
That's what I heard.
My bad.
So I was like,
you have locked in correctly.
Thank you.
Just two funny, separate words, in and correct.
Exactly. Like 6 foot four, correct. Two separate measurements.
Shout out Angela.
Yeah, shout out Ange.
What do you mean by that? I want you to explain that one.
Just 6 foot, like, wingspan.
Okay.
4 foot.
Horizontal span?
Yeah. Just.
Yeah, I guess, depending on the way you're standing.
Insertion.
That's insane.
I feel like that's vague enough.
No, it's not. That's very specific.
I mean, listen. It's more than that, but whatever. Last trivia question.
I'm sending Angela's time. What's the timestamp?
I'm sending Angela's timestamp. Steven, how long does it take for the average Christmas tree to grow to its full size? Let's say about 6 feet.
Okay.
Do you have a guess?
6 months.
Okay.
That's wildly wrong.
You're off right away. But
yeah, okay.
Here are the choices. You got 8 to 12 months. Choice A. Choice B is 2 to 3 years. Choice C is 6-7 years. Choice D is 10 years. Or choice E, jack years old. Meaning a quarter of a century. Jesus fuck, yeah, I'm
about,
old.
Look about it, Jack. Did you help Jack off a Christmas tree?
Shut the fuck up.
That's my bad. If you say no problem again, I swear to
no fucking God. Problem.
Right, I'm fucking myself. Yo, podcast over, bro. Fuck this shit. Nah, okay. I'm going to say, what was the second option?
Second option is 2-3 years.
Yeah, I'm going to say that. That sounds safe. You could profit in that time. Honestly, all of these are fucking crazy. I thought it'd be a year max, to be honest.
To grow a tree to 6 feet?
Yeah, that's a little bit my bad. I just realized that might be fucking stupid. Now I think about it.
A year max means 8 to 12 months.
Yeah,
is in the
I just
range
realized
that
I'm fucking stupid. Yeah, that makes no... 6 months is actually a fucking zero IQ guess, bro. What is wrong with me tonight?
Even
I actually really just
human
sat there
children
and
don't grow that fast, brother.
Sorry?
Even human children take at least like a year or two for puberty to fucking give them a growth spurt.
To get 6 feet.
Yeah, I mean, 6 feet. Like, regardless, you're 12 years old and you're like 5 foot. If you're like a 6 foot tall 14, 15 year old, like that still is gonna take like 2-3 years for puberty to hit, you know.
Yeah. You can still grow like, yeah, to a nice 6'5" or some shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, my bad. I'm stupid. I'm gonna go 2 years.
Incorrect.
6-7 years.
6-7.
6-7.
You really fell for that one?
Oh fuck.
Because you're correct. No problem.
Oh, let's go.
6-7 years, baby.
Stop saying no problem. My bad. I got angry.
You're bad? No problem.
Fuck. Okay, you know what? Starting now, no more apologies to Jack, bro. Fuck this guy.
Alright,
you ready for mine?
I'm still a little hurt, but whatever.
Nope. No apologies. Fuck this guy, Jack. Straight up, bro. Alright.
No problem. It's fine. I'll deal with
it. I didn't apologize.
Nah, it's
fully
fine.
Fuck
I'll deal
you.
With it, bro.
Fully go fuck.
No problem.
Not kindly.
Problem.
Go fuck yourself.
It's fine.
No. Zero kindly, fuck yourself. Zero kindly, dog. Fuck your time.
See, I'm proving why
yourself.
No problem doesn't work. It's got to be my pleasure, because you can't say my pleasure to what you're saying, but you can say no problem to that. Right?
I'm off this podcast, bro.
Okay.
All right.
By the way, mind you, this is the last question of the year.
Damn.
So, no pressure.
This is a Jack type question.
Okay.
Which continent has the most countries?
Ooh. This one I think I know now.
Okay. Let's get it.
It's got to be Africa, I think. That's what I think was confusing. Asia is biggest in size. Africa is the most countries.
But then, like, wouldn't there be more room for countries in Asia when you really think about it?
No, I mean, Asia's got a lot of bigger countries. That take up a lot of space. Mongolia, Russia, China, those are big three. India, right? Like, those are four, and they took up like probably half of Asia.
That's fair.
Not more.
Anyway, so we got Asia's number one.
Okay.
Europe, Africa, or South America?
Like, listen, don't get me wrong. Europe has a good amount of countries, but...
They do.
Europe is small. South America, we're talking like 12 countries, 15, 20 if you count like Central America and like the Cubas and shit, like the islands.
That's probably what I'm counting, because I was going to say, yeah, closer, I thought it was closer to 20.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm locking in here with Africa. I'm confident.
Yeah. Alrighty. You're correct.
Boom, good baby.
Good man, smart man.
Fucking boom, dude.
Let's go.
That's what I'm fucking talking about, man.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, let's fucking go, dude. Fucking no poppy, no poppy, no poppy, dude.
Yeah, but you didn't say it the way I said it.
You talking about no poppy? Fucking give me that sesame seed bagel, bro. No poppy.
Say the way I said it.
Nah, I'm not gonna do it.
I'm not gonna be content until you say it the way I said
it. I'm sorry, bro. I can't.
You're sorry?
Say big problem. Say it. No, say it the good way.
Big problem.
No, bro.
Hefty problem.
Bro, tomorrow you're gonna be like making call outs at work and you're gonna be like, no, bro. Fuck. He's right.
I'm just gonna be tweaking in front of
you're gonna be tweaking out, going like, man, he heard something that I subconsciously did that I didn't even notice. I'm gonna be fucked.
I'm gonna be straight tweaking, bro. I'm not responding to no one tomorrow. I ain't talking to no one tomorrow. Straight up.
Well, you know, that's fine, because you'll be able to save more of your vocal energy towards this podcast. Because guys, we're not fucking leaving.
We're not leaving.
2026 will come with a fucking bang. Season 8 is still gonna continue into 2026. Nothing changes. That's but correct. It'll be a new year. And hopefully we will be
less racist.
Less racist.
More funny. Actually, maybe less funny.
I feel like funny. With the name on Funny Buffoonery, yeah, it's kind of hard to wish to be funnier. But
yeah, it'd probably be a bad thing, to be honest.
I feel like we're doing perfect jobs at being unfunny buffoons.
Oh, 100%.
You know, whether or not you agree with our methods, one cannot objectively disagree with how astronomically unfunny and how utterly buffoony we are acting. You know.
Remember that thing I sent you 2 days ago? This is what I'm talking about.
Not quite sure what exactly you're referring. Oh, now I remember.
Yeah, you act like that.
Fuck, dude.
See, this is exactly what I'm talking about, bro.
It's for comedic effect, my guy.
My bad. Yeah, I concur with your statement.
No, you said my bad. No problem.
Fuck. Bro, just end the fucking podcast, bro.
Guys, it's gonna be a while. We'll see you next year, guys.
Oh no,
it's gonna be a minute, man.
Shut up.
Right, not okay.
Okay, yo, wait, before Jack addresses everyone, let me address Jack real quick.
Yeah.
Unkindly fuck yourself, fuck your time, dog.
Okay. No problem.